The time is here. The Christmas adverts are back. Now, almost £6 billion are spent every year on them in the UK, and in case you wondered, yes, generally they make their money back 8 times over. They often make you feel warm inside, they often make you cry, and yes, they often make you want to spend your Christmas cash. One of our very own local companies is going national for the first time ever this year. Betty's have created a Christmas advert for 2017 viewers, and Patrick Dunlop went to talk to Dan Jeffrey, the brand communications manager, all about it.
Yeah, our first ever TV ad, it will be on ITV Yorkshire. We are really excited about it. I mean, little old Betty's getting onto the television. It's a lovely moment for us. And it's a film that we've actually been working on since about March of this year. It's amazing how long these things take. And it's called The Enchanted Forest. And it's the story of 3 chocolate treats that get lost in a forest. And it's about what happens next. And we hope people will really enjoy it and it'll feel magical.
Well, I've seen it and it made me feel magical, even at this early stage in in the lead up to Christmas. But, yeah, you've obviously done a lot of films before, but this is, I guess you thought now is the time was right to play it to a bigger audience.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know that still TV has such a huge audience, and if you want to really reach lots and lots of people, then that's the way to do it. And I guess we thought that we had a really nice story to tell on TV this Christmas. And as you'll know, Christmas ads are really a big thing now. They're a big event, and I guess we just wanted our own little piece of that, if you like. So the story that we've made, it's inspired by some illustrations that were done for us by Emily Sutton, who's an illustrator who lives in York, and we've worked with her a lot. She's wonderful. And she'd done some illustrations for our packaging for this Christmas. So anyone who sees our mince pies or Christmas puddings or hampers will see this beautiful illustration of an enchanted forest. And when we looked at them, we just thought, well, wouldn't it be great to bring these to life in an animation? And that was the question we asked back in March. And, you know, sort of 8 months later, we're finally ready to unveil the finished results.
And as you were saying, you didn't want it to look sort of too polished, as it were. You wanted people to be able to tell their drawings. You know, I could tell that. So it's managed to get the right balance.
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of in the DNA of Betty's that we know that for things to if things are handmade, then they will be imperfect, and there'll be variations between them. And that's true of the products that we make. You know, no fondant fancy really is the same. And Emily Sutton's illustrations, she works with pen and ink and watercolour. It's really obvious that she's done them by hand. But the film that we've made uses digital animation techniques, and you can lose that, all of that stuff, in the transition from the original watercolour to the finished animation. We were thinking of the snowman. I mean, lots of us here grew up with the snowman. It's such a beautiful style, very, very handmade. We had that in mind. Our film isn't quite like that, but we certainly wanted to kind of reference that in a small way.
Obviously, with Christmas adverts, it's very easy to be chintzy, but you didn't want to do that, did you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's fascinating, actually, the way that Christmas adverts have gone. I mean, they're actually quite serious, a lot of them these days. That was another thing we wanted to avoid. We didn't want to be too downbeat or serious or gloomy. You know, we wanted something that felt light and fun. Made people feel nostalgic. We're kind of lucky because we have our customers have a particular idea of Betty's at Christmas. They have their own associations with Betty's at Christmas, and actually a lot of the time we're just kind of playing back that meaning to them. You know, for them, Christmas is about nostalgia, going to see the new Betty's window, coming in with the family on Christmas Eve to buy mince pies. All of that is kind of wrapped up in how we then try and represent Christmas ourselves in things like our films.
And to say, having seen it myself, I'm sure it'll be a big hit, and, you know, time and money permitting, is it something you'd like to do every year if you could?
Oh, we'd love to. Yeah, we'd love to. And I suppose suppose having done it once, we kind of have to, don't we? So hopefully, yes.